Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of May 6th through the 14th. We have three main areas of focus in this week ahead, and this is pretty upbeat, I am thinking, I'm hoping. So first of all, on Saturday the 8th, Venus is heading into Gemini. This occurs around 10:01 p.m. So at the end of the night, that's Eastern, 7:01 p.m. Pacific on Saturday the 8th. So Venus is going to be zipping through this sign over the next few weeks and really bringing her influence of love and pleasure and income and beauty and, you know, all those warm and fuzzy things into this territory. So in general, for all of us, this really means that it's going to get a lot more communicative. And so whether it is love you're pursuing or beauty or income, this should help everybody, you know, open up the talks and meetings, focus on the interviews or auditions, make offers or proposals or field them and make decisions, you know, get out there locally or on short trips about these themes. There can be a lot more flirtation. There can also be some duality. So you may be juggling a few different projects to make money. You want to be careful about, you know, the love side of that equation, right? And it's a lighter energy than where we have been. There's going to be a few alignments in the weeks ahead that stand out. The 19th of May, there is a solidifying of something because of Saturn coming into a harmonic with Venus here. So, you know, trying to kind of be ambitious or get serious about the time you're putting in, looking at the commitments, looking at any endings or limitations, but really kind of drawing in the solid side of things with that on the 19th. On the 27th, we have our challenging day with Venus. That would be a square to Neptune, so it can be confusing. It can be, you know, hard to pinpoint what the heck is going on. It could be sad and depressing if you've been kind of letting go of something or, you know, feeling nostalgic or something like that. It can be tiring. It can be isolating, like hard to reach the other person or the situation, whatever it is you're involved with this. If it's really on the challenging side, it could be addictive, obsessional. It could be secretive or deceptive. It could have boundary issues. So, you know, definitely keep your mind out for the 27th if that's not a day you're really going for something big with all this stuff. you know, yeah, that's all I'll say about that. And then on the 28th, 29th, Mercury and Venus meet up on the same degree. And so, and that's really Mercury's last, you know, kind of hurrah before he's shifting and going retrograde as well. So it's an important day where there is something to say or hear or sign or sell or, you know, take that short trip about. It's fresh start energy coming together with the love, the income, the beauty scenario on, you know, either in the buildup on the 28th or when it's perfected on the 29th. So those will kind of be our key days that stand out. However, in the week ahead, Venus is kind of just zipping along. She's saying, let's talk about it. Let's meet about it. Let's focus on the sales or the agreements or the offers or decisions and start to move this puppy forward. Okay, so then on Tuesday the 11th, we have a new moon in Taurus. So this is about giving everybody, you know, a nice little boost forward into something new or next chapter. I mean, you don't have to start something new. You can, if you're already involved in something with your Taurus energy, you can just look for some new direction or next chapter or, you know, interesting new thing to add to it, right? But you can start something new. So it's up to you. Let me take a sip. Man, these metal straws, they're kind of weird. okay, so a new moon in Taurus. This gives us 2 weeks of energy opening up to kind of give us momentum, help us get the ball rolling again. And this is focused on making money, on the purchases that you might be interested in anything you're trying to motivate about and get going with your possessions or your products. It can be about something you're building. It can be about the pleasure principle once again. And this new moon is really interesting because, first of all, it makes an opportunity with Neptune in Pisces. So there can be something inspired or imaginative or artistic tied into what's going on. Or there can be something romantic or spiritual tied into it. There could also be something opening up for you with a particular institution or through the research you're doing. And so, you know, look at what might be in that, you know, tied to this opportunity to start launching forward, making money or with your purchases, products or possessions. And then also powerful tied to this new moon is Mars and Uranus forming a dance as well. So Uranus is in Taurus, the new moon, right? And Mars is in Cancer, so there is something kind of exciting or spontaneous. You're just jumping in some opportunity here with this purchase or income or product or possession, and Mars is saying, let's take action, you know, on the home or with the family or with the parent or roommate or with the move, renovation, real estate deal, maybe history, maybe some kind of emotionally charged need that you have that Mars is helping you fire up. So the new moon has a lot around it. And so, yeah, take advantage of that, right? So Tuesday the 11th and in the 2 weeks that follow. And now for the big news. The really big deal, guys, is that Jupiter is moving into Pisces on Thursday the 13th. Now, Jupiter takes 12 years to come around and spend time in a sign, and it stays for a year, sometimes for 13 months, and it is a time of growth for each of us. It's a time to look at, you know, how do we want to spread our wings? How can we expand our horizons? How can we seek more happiness or prosperity? How can we adventure a bit more in our lives? And or how can we have a growth experience? Now, to whatever end that you partner with Jupiter to do that, you can really see all kinds of things opening up in the year ahead in the territories we're going to talk about. If you don't, if you are fearful of it or you're just lazy, I don't know. I just want to get off the couch with the dogs. I've had those days. Then sometimes the universe will do it for you. And so situations will happen where something will just be gone out of your life and boom, because it's opening up that vast space for you to step out. And so whether that is your own pursuit or from necessity, Jupiter is trying to bring you that bigger, better scenario in your life. It is trying to open up and bring you some more happiness or prosperity. So it likes it in Pisces because it rules Pisces along with Neptune. In the old days before they discovered Neptune, Jupiter was the ruler of Pisces. And so it is in its element, so to speak. And, you know, it is, let's see, it is moving in here on the 13th of May, and it's going to travel until July 28th. So for those couple months, it's like, what, 2.5 months, you guys are, all of us, myself included, we're all going to get to experience Jupiter in the first few degrees of Pisces. It's preview. So Jupiter will go from 0 to 2 degrees of Pisces, then stop, turn around, retrograde on June 20th, and back up from 2 degrees back to 0 degrees, and then exit on July 28th, okay? And then we are going to have Jupiter come back for a little over 5 months. It'll start on December 29th at the end of the year and take us to May 10th of 2022. And then it's coming out of the sign again, and then it's going to back in it for the very final time on October 28th. of 2022 through December 30th, almost to the very end of the year 2022. So this is a nice long story. Once it leaves, though, then it won't come back for another 12 years, won't be back until 2033 to 34. If you guys want to look back on when this last happened, it happened between January of 2010 to January of 2011. Okay, so that's kind of the breakdown with all of it. I do want to get, and I'm going to cover what it means here. Just give me a second. I do also want to kind of emphasize the importance of what's going on here. Jupiter, you know, we have Neptune, the modern day ruler of Pisces, has been in Pisces since 2011. And that only happens every 150 some years when it comes into Pisces and spends many years here and then exits and then won't come back for another 150 years. So we're all getting, you know, that very rarefied opportunity to experience Neptune in its own sign, Pisces. So now we also have Jupiter, the other ruler of Pisces, in here. And by April of next year, and Neptune are going to merge together on the same degree, the two rulers of Pisces in Pisces. This is going to happen on the 23rd degree of Pisces on April 12th. So you can pretty much say the whole month of April next year of 2022 is a really big deal because of this. And so as we start to step into our preview couple months here that are starting on Thursday the 13th, we may start to think about what this might all be bringing together for us. The last time Jupiter and Neptune came together in Pisces on the same degree was back in March of 1856, okay? So it's not something that happens very often. And so we really want to take more thought, more enterprise, more action towards our Piscean themes while Jupiter is there. And we want to kind of keep our eye on April 2022 because that's going to be a kind of epic month for whatever's going on here. So what is it all about? Okay, so Pisces. Pisces is the field in the sky that has to do with magic, psychic abilities, spiritual energy through prayer, meditation, yoga. It has to do with romantic interludes and getaways and karmic past life romantic unions. It has to do with everything muse related. So it's about the arts, film and music and painting and poetry and dance, etc. Territory of our dreams and that veil between worlds and the messages and signs that we pick up on. And so that is going to get, you know, all these things are going to be getting bigger, guys, going to be enhanced in an incredible way. Pisces is also the field of institutions. So hospitals, spas, retreats, universities, whatever institution you might be dealing with, we're going to see a lot happening with them. It is also about research and investigations and digging through information. On the challenging side, it is the territory where we have addictions or bad habits or we self-sabotage. There's kind of that hidden side to it, so it could also bring up hidden agendas, hidden enemies, secrets, deceptions, water issues, boundary issues. So, you know, so there could be some of that, but we're really focusing on Jupiter, trying to, if there is some of that going on in your life, this will try to take it very big so it's in your face and you have to do something about it because Jupiter wants your happiness and prosperity. And if there's not, then it's more likely Jupiter is going to be leaning into the good stuff, right? So either way, it brings a lot of protection, a lot of luck. It is considered a new luck cycle getting underway. And when we're talking about those areas of life, the artistic, the romantic, the spiritual, the magical, the psychic, the institutional or research arenas, Jupiter going through this now may be bringing some of the things that he rules into those territories. This would be the big year for it. So he may bring media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting opportunities into those fields, or he may bring legal interests or pursuits into those fields. He might involve travel or foreign interests. He might involve education, whether you're learning or teaching. He may involve ceremonies, or he may involve religion, philosophy, politics. Oy, oy, oy. And so we are about to go super big here. And again, we're going to just have 2.5 months from May 13th to July 28th. Then the last couple of days of the year, it comes back and it takes us up through May 13th. And we get another break. And then it comes back October 28th next year through December 30th. So that's the layout. Let's look at the signs. All right, for Aries, Venus moving into Gemini on Saturday the 8th is going to mean that there is going to be a lot more potential for you with love, income, or beauty to get into talks, to meet people, to focus on sales or writing, to interview, audition, to take more short trips or get more involved locally, and possibly to field some offers or proposals or make some decisions. You may also see some of this playing out with siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics. So this is where Venus wants to kind of bring the charm, the enjoyment, smooth out the issues, and focus on the love, the income, or the beauty for you starting Saturday evening. On Tuesday the 11th, we have the new moon in Taurus. And so, you know, this is about launching us forward in some kind of positive, you know, new way. This starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern time, noon, Pacific time. And it is about, you know, something to do with your personal income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your pleasures, or something you're building, Aries. And so you really want to be proactive over the next 2 weeks about starting new things there or taking what you're already doing into new directions or next chapters. With Jupiter moving into Pisces, the luck cycle is moving into your territory of romance, past life scenarios, anything artistic, anything spiritual, anything with magic or psychic interests, anything with institutions, anything with research or investigations. And you want to look at ways to seek your happiness, seek your prosperity, open up growth experiences, adventure a bit more there. And you may use Jupiter themes to do some of these things. You may travel to do this. You may focus on your education or your legal needs, your media or marketing interests, your ceremonies or your beliefs through religion or politics. So this is giving you your preview starting on Thursday. You'll have about 2.5 months there. And think back to some of the opportunities, some of the things that opened up related to those topics back between 2010 up through January of 2011. That was kicking it off last time for you. All right, for Taurus. Taurus, your ruler Venus is exiting your sign and moving into Gemini on Saturday the 8th in the evening. And so over the next few weeks, this is all about opening up more pleasure, more enjoyment, or the pursuit of your love, money, or beauty interests through what you're doing to make money, what you're doing with your purchases, your products, or possessions. So perhaps you'll make money on your possessions, or perhaps you'll gift a possession to a love interest as examples. Venus wants you to enjoy what's going on here more and smooth out issues. So definitely focus on your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions moving into, you know, from Saturday onward. The new moon on Tuesday the 11th is in your sign, Taurus. So this kicks in at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and launches you guys forward. You guys have 2 weeks of forward momentum, something new, you know, that is of a personal interest to you, or to do something about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. You know, so you have a lot of cosmic momentum here and a lot of support that I talked about in the overview with this new moon. There's a lot of active energy here around you. So think about what it is you would like for yourself and then be proactive about going forward in the 2 weeks that follow, starting on the afternoon of Tuesday the 11th. Now, for Jupiter kicking off this new luck cycle for Taurus, this is moving into the territory for you guys that is about your own aspirations, your original projects, and everything social. So what you're doing with friends or associates, with groups or clubs or organizations, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with parties, events, or gatherings, with social networking, just pretty much anything that puts a bigger, you know, arc on what's going on socially or with your aspirations or original ideas. So you want to think about, you know, the Piscean side of that, the artistic or romantic or spiritual drive around that, or what's going on with institutions or research. And then you want to think of how Jupiter could help you take these things bigger with the social interests or aspirations. So could you be applying legal contracts or decisions on this? Could it be about travel or situations at a distance or relocation at a distance? Could it be about media, marketing, educational or ceremonial influences, or what's going on with religion or politics in the mix, right? So there is thing here opening up wide for you guys, either online or with those friends or groups, et cetera. And you're going to get this preview from May 13th until July 28th. Think back to the last time this was here between January of 2010 to January of 2011 for some hints, and then make the most of this very expansive time frame. All right, for Gemini, Venus is moving into your sign on Saturday the 8th at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, so that evening. And this is a wonderful thing to host Venus, right? You guys get to experience more pleasure and enjoyment on a personal and physical level over these weeks ahead. You guys can focus on your beauty and, you know, buy new fashions or jewelry or have a makeover or get your photos done, you know, Venus themes focused on your beauty. It can be about the love you are attracting or expressing, or about the income you're making and how you're tying, you know, your brand, your name, your title, your image into those opportunities, or how you're physically showing up for the love, right? And so it's just a very pleasant, nice time to have for the Geminis, so make the most of that. On Tuesday the 11th, we have the new moon in Taurus. This is in your 12th house, Gemini. So over the next 2 weeks, starting Tuesday afternoon, you guys have momentum to move into something brand new or to take something you're already involved in into that next chapter or new direction. And this for you guys is about anything with film or music or painting or poetry or any other artistic pursuit you might have. It's also about your romantic interludes or getaways or clandestine affairs and what's happening with those. It can be about past life situations kicking off in some new direction. It can be about your spiritual prayer, your meditation, your yoga. It can be about fresh starts with magical or psychic interests. It can be about your research, investigations, or what you're doing with institutions. And if you have bad habits or addictions, or if there are secrets or deceptions in your life right now, this new moon can help you launch into some new direction or next chapter that can help you move that ball forward in some way as well. All right, and as for Jupiter and the new luck cycle kicking off in Pisces on Thursday the 13th, for Gemini, this is at the top of your chart. This is about your career, your status or fame, your personal life goals. Getting married, buying a house, having a baby, retiring, buying a car, you know, any kind of big goal. And it can also be focused on authority figures this year ahead. So this would be about big things happening with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a producer, a mentor, or some such person, right? So really think about, Gemini, what personal goals you would like to expand upon, how you would like to go bigger with your status or fame, your career, or one of these authority figures. Look at the Piscean influences there, okay? So these are always there for you guys, but we're going to wrap this all up by talking about all sides of it. So look at your artistry, your spirituality, your romance, your institutions, your research, your past life influences on these goals or career interests or with these authority figures. And then look at how Jupiter may help you with this going bigger in some way through travel or distant situations, through legal or educational pursuits, through media or marketing interests, through ceremonies, or through religious or political interests in the story, right? So you get this preview from May 13th to July 28th. You're going to see what this is going to be about, and then it will be back at the very end of the year, taking you into 2022 in a bigger way. All right, for Cancer. Okay, starting on Saturday the 8th, Venus moves into Gemini. Cancer, this is your 12th house. So over the weeks ahead, Venus is going to be bringing love, income, or beauty interests behind the scenes. It can be wrapped around the artistic pursuits you're involved in. It can be involved with romantic getaways or time together. It can be about the spiritual, the magical, or psychic interests. It can be about what you're doing with institutions or research or investigations. So in those areas, you're looking for love, you're looking for income, you're focused on the beauty, or you're pursuing your pleasures in those territories. And this looks pretty supportive. It's pretty supportive over the weeks ahead. You can check the dates I gave at the top of the show. On Tuesday the 11th, there is a new moon in Taurus. So for Cancer, this is opening up 2 weeks of forward momentum to help you start something new or take what you're already doing into the next chapter. And this is about your own aspirations and your dreams for yourself and what's going on with any original projects or inventions or ideas. But it's also equally about your social life. And so brand new or next chapter opportunities opening up with friends and associates, with groups, clubs, organizations, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings. So, you know, lean into what you would like to see happening here. You do have cosmic momentum over these 2 weeks starting Tuesday afternoon. And now for the big thing, the Jupiter luck cycle. Jupiter is moving into Pisces on Thursday the 13th. And he will be traveling there until July 28th. So for Cancer, this is about looking at how you want to expand your horizons, seek more happiness or prosperity, experience that growth opportunity. And it's focused in your ninth house. So this is about this playing out through travel or distant situations or foreign interests or import-export. Or it has to do with higher education, whether it's time for you to get certified, go back to school, or start teaching. Or it is about legal contracts and agreements. Or it is about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting opportunities. Or it's about weddings, graduations, or other ceremonies. Or it's about politics, religion, or philosophy. So those are your options. And you want to kind of look at, you know, how is the Piscean field attached to this? What's going on behind the scenes, karmically, past life ties, romantically, artistically, spiritual. Spiritually, maybe you're traveling for that. Maybe you're in the classroom for that. Maybe you're, you know, signing legal documents for that, et cetera. You could also be involved with institutions or research with some of this. So Think 10, it was from January of 2010 to January of 2011. You might have certain things coming back around that you experienced then, or you might have a whole new cycle, you know, kicking off here, all new opportunities. But that can give you a clue as to the kind of things that can be opening up for you. Okay, for Leo. Leo, Venus is moving into Gemini Saturday the 8th at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be traveling there for the next few weeks. So, Leo, this is about experiencing love, pursuing income or making income, or focusing on beauty and pleasure over these weeks through what you're doing with friends or associates, what you're doing online, what you're doing in groups or at clubs or in organizations or with astrology or charities or parties, events, gatherings. So this is where it's playing out. This is the good stuff. This is where you should be able to enjoy yourself a lot more or make the money, fall in love, express the love, or focus on beauty. Now, on Tuesday the 11th, we have the new moon for Leo. This is in your midheaven. So this is a very positive, powerful, bold new beginning where you're starting something new, or it is about helping you gather momentum and gather steam and get things rolling and move into that next chapter or new direction. And it's all about your career, your reputation, your fame, your status, or a personal goal that you're ready now to pursue, or something going on with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, or another authority figure. So you want to be proactive about what you're going after in the next couple of weeks there. And I gave a few, you know, alignments that are going on with that at the top of the show. Now, on Thursday the 13th, we kick in with this new luck cycle with Jupiter moving into Pisces. Leo, what a crazy place for you guys to be experiencing this. Jupiter is about to go into your eighth house. You get a preview May 13th through July 28th. Then at the very end of this year, it comes back and will be there until May 10th next year. And then again from October 28th to December 30th next year. So it's a big, long story. The preview comes now. And so Jupiter wants to help you expand your horizons, help you seek more happiness or prosperity, help you have that growth experience through your eighth house avenue. So this is either focused on your financial story. This can be about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, a partner's money, a mortgage, whatever the big financial topic might be. Or this can be focused on your sex life, your sexual attractions, your deeper intimacy, reproductive interests, a birth or a death or a divorce, or what's happening with third-party stories in your life. And so in those arenas, again, think back to January 2010 to January 2011 was the last time it was here. You can look at Jupiter themes coming into those financial, sexual, reproductive birth, death, divorce, or third-party stories. So there may be travel or distance involved. There may be legal or educational things running around in this. There may be media, marketing, publishing, ceremonies, religion or politics, you know, coming into this story. And it may have like a karmic cycle tied to it, or be romantic or artistic or spiritual, or deal with those institutions or research. So, you know, big things are ready to open up one way or the other here. So pay attention during the preview as to what this might be about for you guys, because then you will be working with it for some time. Okay, for Virgo. First of all, Virgo, on Saturday the 8th, Venus moves into Gemini. And so for you guys, this is your midheaven. So you guys are now going to be hosting this energy of love and income and beauty and pleasure around your career, around your big life goals, around your status or fame, or involving bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, or other higher up authority figures in your life. So look to those people, or focus on the career or that personal goal or your fame when it comes to, you know, attracting love, expressing love, being in love, what's going on with your income, what's going on with beauty in your life. On Tuesday the 11th, we have the new moon in Taurus. And so Virgo, this is opening up 2 weeks of forward momentum for you guys. This can help you start something brand new, or it can help you guys when it comes to taking whatever you're already involved into that next chapter. So you do want to be proactive about this. For Virgo, this is about travel or distant situations, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. So in that, you may have some new sense of value or some new opportunities to make money or make purchases. Maybe you'll buy a plane ticket and fly somewhere, or, you know, purchase something for your media venture, sign legal contracts that bring in income. So those kind of combinations for you guys. You have 2 weeks, so take advantage of it. Now for the big news, the new Jupiter luck cycle. This is kicking in on Thursday, May 13th. It's going to just be a preview this first time around. So from May 13th to July 28th, you're going to experience the beginning of what this could be about. And then at the very end of the year, on December 29th, it comes back and will be there till May 10th. And then it will close out next year, October 28th and December 30th. So three chapters to this story. First one getting underway starting on Thursday. So Virgo, where Jupiter now wants you guys to expand your horizons, pursue your happiness or prosperity, have that growth experience, is with your relationships. This is where it's going. So it's going to be focused on romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you name it. If it's a relationship, if it's a one-on-one, this is a big, expansive time in your life coming up. You can look back to January 2010 to January 2011, the last time Jupiter was here. You want to be embracing these relationships with the idea, the attitude that I'm going to go big with this, or there is the potential, you know, whatever's happening here is about my happiness or prosperity in the long haul. Remember, this is a whole new 12-year cycle getting underway for all of us, you know, between now and the end of next year. And so for you, it is about relationships. That's very powerful. So think about the Piscean side to those relationships. Is it about the artistry, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, something like that with your clients or business partners, et cetera? Or is it about the romantic side of Pisces with that, you know, committed relationship, personal relationship for you? Is it about your spiritual interests with some of these people? Or maybe there'll be a specialist or an expert that can teach you something spiritual, right? Or is it about institutions or research going on involving some of these people? And then look at how Jupiter can bring his themes into this story. Maybe you will travel. And maybe you will deal with one of these people at a distance. Maybe one of these people is from a foreign land or a different cultural background than you. Maybe this is about legal contracts. Maybe this is about educational or media or marketing influences with this person. Maybe it's about weddings or graduations or other kinds of ceremonies with this person. Maybe it's political or religious with this person. So, you know, the potential for experience here is great. You can, again, look back to the last time it was here and pay attention to this preview because, again, you will be working with this in a bigger way in 2022. All right, for Libra, starting Saturday the 8th at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, 7:01 p.m. Pacific, Venus is moving into your ninth house. So over the weeks ahead, Libra, you can now be experiencing Venus themes, the pleasure, the enjoyment, the love, making money, or focusing on beauty. Through travel, through distant situations, through legal agreements, through educational pursuits, through media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through religious or political pursuits. So the pleasure's there, the enjoyment's there, you know, seek the money, the love, the beauty there. This should be where it's at in the weeks ahead. On Tuesday, the 11th, we have a new moon in Taurus. All right, so Libra, this is opening up 2 weeks of momentum. This can help you start something new, or it can help you take what you're already involved in and move that forward or into some new direction or chapter, whatever it's meant to be, right? And so this for Libra is about something in that financial arena. Maybe you're focused on a loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, you know, anything that is financial resource, right? Or this can be about fresh momentum here around your sex life, a sexual attraction, reproduction, a birth, a death, a divorce, or some third party situation that you're launching forward on. So be proactive as it relates to your story. And then we get to the big news, which is Jupiter and his new luck cycle kicking off in Pisces. For Libra, this starts on Thursday, the 13th of May, and you're getting a preview until July 28th. So for the next 2.5 months. Then it's going bye-bye for a little bit, coming back the very end of the year on December 29th and taking you all the way till May 10th next year. And then it's going bye-bye again for a little bit and coming back October 28th to December 30th next year. So 3 chapters here. You really want to pay attention to this first one because it's giving you a taste of what this might be about. So Jupiter wants you to expand your horizons, find more happiness or prosperity, experience the growth potential. And for your sign, Libra, it is about your work, your health, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So in those areas of life, you want to make sure you've got the Piscean vibe going, which I'm sure you do. There's something spiritual, magical, psychic, artistic, romantic, or involving institutions or research in that story. And now Jupiter's coming in, taking this thing big with work, with help, the animals, the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help. And it could, to do that, it might involve travel or distance. It might involve legal contracts or decisions. It might involve educational pursuits or media, marketing, publishing interests. It might involve ceremonies or religion or politics. So again, pay attention to what's going on here. as we start this cycle, May 13th through July 28th, because this is where it's going to be now. All right, for Scorpio, let me take a sip of my water with my metal straw.
Sorry, hold on.
All right, Scorpio. First of all, Saturday the 8th, Venus is entering Gemini at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be there over the next few weeks. And so, Scorpio, this brings the pleasure, the enjoyment, the love, income, or beauty into the part of your chart that is about sex and intimacy, reproduction, birth, death, and divorce. And all the financial topics besides your income, so the loans, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the partner's money. So through those financial, sexual, intimate, reproductive, divorce, birth, death, or third-party stories, you now can kind of relax, enjoy, attract, or experience the love, the income, the beauty, as it's all kind of floating along and coming together there for you. Now, on Tuesday the 11th, we have a new moon and Scorpio. This is in Taurus, which is your relationship zone. So over the next 2 weeks, starting on Tuesday, you guys now have forward momentum from the cosmos, really trying to help you launch into some new relationships or launch new projects or interests with ongoing relationships or take a current relationship into a new direction or that next chapter. It's all about fresh and brand new stuff boiling up to the surface here and percolating over here for you with these relationships. So you want to be proactive about this. Now, this can be about a romantic relationship, or it can be about a business partnership. It can focus on your clients. It can be about specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. It can be about all those people. I don't know how busy you are, Scorpio. But if you want, you can go for all of it. But yeah, so pick and choose, you know, and really be proactive about what it is you're trying to achieve there. There's a lot of good energy wrapped up in this new moon, dynamic energy, exciting energy. So there you have it. Now, for the new Jupiter luck cycle, this is a big one. It has not been in Pisces since January of 2010 to January of 2011. It is coming in, and it's going to be in Pisces three separate times before it's done. So we're getting the first one here, the preview, which is from May 13th until July 28th. Then it's going to back up, come back at the very end of the year on December 29th, and take us through Pisces again all the way until May 10th next year. And then it'll go away again, and then it's coming back October 28th through December 30th next year. Scorpio, Jupiter wants you to expand your horizons, to seek your happiness or prosperity, to experience growth. And for your sign, this is focused on your love life / lovers, children, creative projects, and or recreational pursuits. Those are the four areas of life that are about to get big, or you're going to be pushing to go big, right? And so you want to think when it comes to lovers, children, creative projects, recreation, you're in the Piscean field with that. Is it artistic, magical, romantic, spiritual? Does it involve institutions or research? And then you want to start applying what Jupiter wants for you in those situations. Is it going to be taking things big through travel or distance? Is it going to be taking things big through education or legal steps or agreements or opportunities? Is it going to be taking things big through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting? Is it going to be through ceremonies? Is it going to be through religion or politics? So that's what's happening. Pay attention to this first chapter. It's looking good. And it's going to just get bigger next year. Okay, for Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Saturday the 8th at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, Venus is headed into Gemini. So Sag, this is your relationship zone. So for the next few weeks, you guys are hosting Venus. So this is wonderful. This means when it comes to your romantic or business partners or your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, or your advocates, Venus is in there trying to attract or express love, income, or beauty. And she's trying to help you enjoy what's going on with those key relationships over the weeks ahead. So make the most of that. Today, the 11th, we have a new moon in Taurus. For Sagittarius, this is about a powerful new boost forward from the cosmos. It lasts for 2 weeks starting on Tuesday. And it's about either starting something brand new or taking what you're doing and moving it forward in some new direction or next chapter or whatever's coming up next for it. And it gives you that momentum. And so, Sag, this is about your work, your health, your animals, any paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, new or next level things starting Tuesday. And for the big thing, so poetic, Jupiter is headed into Pisces for a new luck cycle that starts on Thursday the 13th. Sag, this is your ruler, Jupiter, and he's going into the other sign he co-rules, Pisces. And so for you guys, this is about a story that's getting underway, as for all of us, it's going to come in three rounds. The first round we're entering now from May 13th to July 28th. At the end of the year on December 29th, it comes back and comes back into Pisces until May 10th of next year. And then the final chapter will come from October 28th to December 30th next year. And Jupiter wants you to expand your horizons. It wants you to seek happiness or prosperity. It wants to bring you growth experiences and some luck. And it is focused for Sagittarius on your home, on real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, your history, your ancestry, and your emotional needs, okay? So Jupiter wants to take this big. So you're looking at the Piscean influence here at home with the family, et cetera. You know, is it artistic? Is it romantic? Is it spiritual? Does it involve research or institutions? And now Jupiter coming in, taking this thing big at home with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the family, the parents, the roommates, and possibly doing that through legal contracts, through travel or foreign or distant scenarios, through educational pursuits, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, through ceremonies, through religion or politics. So I could see the Sagittarians doing media shows from their home. I could see them signing legal agreements for a real estate deal or for their parent. I could see them hosting a wedding at the house or going to a family wedding. You know, so look at how that all comes together. This is going to, you're going to get a big clue during the preview time, and then again, it comes back really big next year. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, first of all, Saturday the 8th, Venus is heading into Gemini at 10:01 p.m. Eastern and will be traveling there over the next few weeks. So Capricorn, this territory is about your work, your health, your animals, any paperwork, coworkers, or hired help that you're involved with over these weeks ahead. And Venus in this territory is going to want to help you make money, help you smooth out issues, help you focus on the love or the beauty, and help you enjoy yourself more. So again, Cap, that's about your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. On Tuesday the 11th, we have a new moon kicking in. This is giving you 2 weeks of forward momentum, Capricorn, with your love life or lover, with your children, with creative projects or recreational pursuits. So you can start something brand new in those territories, or you can take what's already going on, take it into some new direction, new chapter, try something different. You have forward momentum. Now for the big energy, we have Jupiter moving into Pisces on Thursday the 13th. This is your preview round. From May 13th until July 28th, Jupiter's going into Pisces for the first time since it was there between January of 2010 and January of 2011. So if you want to think back to what was going big at that time in your life. So the second round will come at the end of the year on December 29th through May 10th of next year. And then the third and final round will come October 28th next year through December 30th. So this preview is important. It's introducing you to some of the possibilities. Capricorn, Jupiter wants you to expand your horizons, to seek your happiness or prosperity, to gather a little luck or focus on growth experiences. And for you guys, this is through your communications, through your commerce. So this may be happening through talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions. It's also taking place in your local community, your neighborhood, with your neighbors, your siblings. It could involve a move. It could be about short trips to nearby places. It could involve vehicles or electronics as well. And so you have maybe the biggest field here of things to choose from, but really think about the mind and the communications, the things you're thinking and how you're expressing them. Think about your commerce, your sales. Think about your local community and those siblings or neighbors or moves or transportation or electronics. So you want to ask yourself, where am I in the Piscean field there? Is it artistic? Is it romantic? Is it spiritual? Does it involve research, efforts in development behind the scenes, or institutions? And then you want to look at how Jupiter's coming in and going to make this thing big by bringing his attributes. Is he involving travel or distance or foreign or relocation at a distance? Is he involving legal or educational pursuits? Is he involving media or marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics? Because this is all about to go big through what you have to say or write or sign or sell or decide. Okay, so again, think back to the year 2010 up through January of 2011 and make sure that you're really kind of thinking about what these things might be opening up for you starting on Thursday the 13th. All right, for Aquarius, starting on Saturday the 8th, Venus moves into Gemini. So this is several weeks where Venus is going to be bringing her attributes, which Venus wants to seek pleasure and experience it and enjoy herself. Venus wants to make money or fall in love or do things with lovers or focus on beauty. And she's bringing that all to the territory that involves your lovers or love life. Anything creative that you're involved in, anything recreational that you're involved in, or what's going on with the children around you. So look for the good stuff there starting Saturday evening. The new moon on Tuesday the 11th happens in the afternoon. And Aquarius, this is about 2 weeks of forward momentum, getting that boost from the cosmos, helping you start something new or take what you're doing into some new direction or next chapter. And for you guys, it's focused on what's going on with your home, a move, a renovation, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, or emotional needs. This new moon has a lot of action tied into it and a lot of opportunities. So again, focus on what it is you want to do in those areas. You do start to see momentum from Tuesday afternoon onward. And now for the big thing, we have Jupiter moving into Pisces and kicking off a new luck cycle starting on Thursday the 13th. This is your preview round from May 13th to July 28th. Then on the second round at the end of the year, December 29th to May 10th next year, you'll be amping it up even more. And then you'll be closing the story in the third chapter next year, October 28th through December 30th. If you want to look back to the last time Jupiter was in Pisces and impacted you, it would be January 2010 to January 2011. So starting on May 13th on Thursday, Jupiter is going to move into this sign. It wants you to expand your horizons. It wants you to seek happiness or prosperity. It wants you to have a bit of luck and or experience a growth experience in some way. And for Aquarius, this is about your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your gifts, your values, or how you're being valued, or what you're building. And so look at where you are with that in the Piscean field. Is it artistic? Is it romantic? Is it spiritual? Does it involve research or institutions? And then look at how Jupiter now is going to come into this story and try to take it big, the way you're making money or your purchases or products or possessions. Will that involve travel or distant situations or relocation at a distance? Will it involve legal contracts? Will it involve education or media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting? Will it involve ceremonies or religion or politics? The story begins Thursday the 13th. See where it takes you. All right, for Pisces, starting Saturday the 8th at 10:01 p.m. Eastern, we have Venus moving into Gemini, and Venus will be traveling here for the next few weeks. So, Pisces, Venus wants to bring the good stuff, right? Venus wants to bring more enjoyment, more pleasure, or Venus wants to bring love or income or beauty. And where's she bringing it? She's bringing it to your home, to a move, to a renovation, to a real estate deal, to your family, your parents, your roommates, history or ancestry, and to your emotional nature. So, and the puppies are awake. And so this is really lovely energy. Look at how you can make money there, how you can express or attract love there, what you can do about beauty there, and enjoying yourself. On Tuesday the 11th, we have the new moon in Taurus. So for Pisces, this is opening up 2 weeks of forward momentum from the cosmos. You can move this stuff forward into something brand new, or you can take what you're doing already and move it into some new direction or new chapter. So this is focused on your communications, your commerce, your neighbors, your siblings. Let's run it all down, Pisces. You have new or next level opportunities starting on Tuesday afternoon that are about your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your ideas, your flirtations, your proposals or offers, anything having to do with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or moves, anything with vehicles or electronics, or anything with short trips to nearby places or your neighborhood or community. So again, brand new or next chapter, you've got 2 weeks of momentum starting Tuesday. And now let's hear the drum roll. Yeah, that's as good as it gets. Pisces, Jupiter's about to move into your sign to kick off this new luck cycle. This is just a wonderful thing for you guys. Okay, so Jupiter is going to go through Pisces in three, that last toured Pisces from January of 2010 to January of 2011. So you can look back at some of the things that were going on with you then. Okay, so this time it's showing up on May 13th on Thursday and will be there until July 28th. So that's your first chapter, your first experience of it. It's going to come back at the end of the year on December 29th and stay until May 10th next year. It's going to go away for a bit again. Then it's going to come back at the end of next year on October 28th until December 30th, and then you're done. So Pisces, Jupiter wants to see you expand your horizons. It wants you to pursue happiness or prosperity. It wants you to have some luck or some growth experience. And it's focused on you. So this is about what you're doing physically, what you're showing up and physically getting involved in, what you're doing physically with your body, what's going on with your image, your brand, your name, your title, what's going on with your identity, where are you with your personal needs and desires. It's about you, Pisces. So on the one hand, ask yourself where you are physically or personally in the Piscean field. That would be artistically, romantically, spiritually, or with your institutions or research. And then look at how Jupiter could add some of his themes to what's going on to take what's happening with you bigger in these in the preview this year and then throughout 2022. So this could mean that maybe travel or a situation at a distance is going to be opening up something big for you when it comes to your identity or name or title or brand or body. It could be that legal contracts or educational or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, getting your name out there through those fields. It could be about a wedding or graduation or other ceremony that you're showing up for or that is impacting your name or title or image, et cetera. It could be about religion or politics and how this is impacting your name, your image, your brand, your title, or what you're physically involved in. So Pisces, this is a wonderful energy to host. It is about broadening your horizons. Look back to the last time it was there. Pay attention to what the potentials are opening up for you in this first phase between May 13th and July 28th. You've got 2.5 months. Make the most of it. And that's it, guys. This is Zoe Moon. And you guys can find me. I post a daily over on Facebook, although I have been just nudged and nudged a lot in the last, I don't know, month to get my website up. So maybe I'm going to start doing that. So much to do. But anyways, for now, you can find me if you want to know about what's going on in the daily energy. I do post a daily there, and then people share it from there. And I also, because I'm over there daily doing that, I check my emails. I answer questions you might have, or I book your readings from there. So it is the best place for now to catch me. Otherwise, this is one heck of a week ahead. Venus in new territory. A new moon giving us momentum and a powerful new luck cycle getting underway with Jupiter. So I wish all of you guys the very best with this. I will be back next week, same time, God willing, and make it a magical, wonderful week. Bye-bye.